Blog Talk Radio.
Your trouble ain't over. Your trouble has just begun. You're walking in shadows. Your heart is on the run. You may know who I am, but you don't know what's mine. Call me the devil. Call me by another name. You're looking for redemption, but you call me just the same. I know all your dirty secrets. I can't cause your greatest shame.
Thank you.
In your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
The dollar as the international base currency. We've got about a minute left.
And very well may. Who knows? I mean, I think the Chinese are accumulating a lot of gold. I think they're, you know, being very quiet about how much gold they're buying. In fact, I think they're deliberately misrepresenting how much their gold holdings have increased. They are taking advantage of the recent weakness in the price of gold to buy more. And by the way, the gold was up today. Not only was it up big in terms of the yuan, but it rose in terms of the dollar as well. Get out of the dollar before the bottom drops out.
All right, Peter Schiff.
A president or a politician or group that even understands what they're doing, they feel that Obama is either not watching the ship, incompetent. What it means is they're going to take more jobs and more money out of the United States. It's a
Islamic State has made a sensational case in its propaganda of 19, the terror group state. It can use the billions of dollars it has in its coffers to acquire a nuclear weapon from Pakistan for carrying out an attack on the United States of America. The ISIS has claimed they can buy a nuclear weapon from Pakistan within a year. The ISIS has claimed that it has the capabilities to terror attack to use a nuclear weapon. The Islamic State claims it has billions of dollars in a bank, and they can then use their friends in Pakistan to purchase a nuclear device through weapon dealers with links to officials in the region. I want to bring in Deputy Editor of Strategic Affairs, Shiv Arun, for more on this. Shiv, what do intelligence agencies make of this claim?
Yeah, this is a threat that concerns the entire world because we're talking about a nuclear device here. High security Pakistani installations have been, have been held hostage by terrorist outfits which are not very advanced. 60 Tehrik-e Taliban Pakistan operatives held the Marine Naval Base a few years ago. Other high security establishments have been taken over or invaded or infiltrated in the past by Lashkar-e-Taiba and other terrorist organizations. So the fact that Pakistan cannot keep its high-value, sensitive, strategic installation safe, its secret material safe, is something that the world has been concerned and nervous about for many, many years.
In order for you to understand how I can say these things, let me give you my personal story. Many years ago, by the providence of God, I was actually invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world. And for 3 years' time, I lived with the people that most people only hear about. You never get to rub shoulders with them or to meet them. I literally, physically lived with them for 3 years. Became quite close friends with a number of these individuals, and have kept in touch with them over the past 38 years. Because of this, from time to time, they have told me what is planned. Keep in mind, nothing ever happens by chance. Everything happens by design plan. They know sometimes years in advance what they intend to do. Definitely, nothing happens just planned by yesterday. So with this in mind, you can understand why you may hear different things from different people, whether it be your favorite talk show host, your favorite author, whoever it may be, may vary slightly to some of the things I'm going to say because very few of those individuals have personal contact, could pick up the telephone and actually call one of these individuals and say, will you tell me this information? The things the elite have told me that they have planned for September through December of 2015. If they have their way, this is what will take place. Keep in mind, they don't always get their way. Their way may be interfered by God. Their way may be interfered by something that takes place in government or foreign affairs. It's unexpected. But if they have their way, these are the things they have planned September through December of 2015. Number one, and this is positive as positive can be, there positively will be a worldwide financial collapse. I hope you caught those words as I said them. Not a collapse just in the United States of America, not just Canada. Now, you must watch a number of things. Please educate yourself on the word derivatives. Right now, the derivative market has literally gone crazy. It is beyond all imagination. The derivative market is estimated, and nobody really knows what it is. They know it could be more than this even. It has been estimated to be at least $1 quadrillion. That's correct. At least $1 quadrillion. You could take all of the assets of the entire world, all the gold, all the silver, all the companies, all the nations, all the Federal Reserves. You could take everything in the world and combine it, and you would not equal one quadrillion. The derivative market is a glorified Las Vegas gambling den for the bankers of the world. There's no control on it. There's no law to prohibit it. And because banks cannot earn money on interest today as they did years ago, they have only one place that they can keep their doors open. That's either you as the depositors or to play the derivative market. And every major bank in America and the world plays the derivative market. And the collapse will be brought about by the elite using the derivative market to do it. Because the day that the derivative market collapses, every currency and every bank in the world will collapse at the same time. There may be a lag point of a few days between one and the other. It may begin in Europe, as I've been led to believe, and spread to other countries, third world countries, and then into America. And when no one is able to come to the rescue of the third world countries because the collateral is not there any longer to back them up, it'll bring down eventually both the Chinese, the Japanese, and the American currency. The derivative market will be used to do it. Derivative market is one of the major factors of the derivative market is interest rates. Derivatives cannot stand the rise in interest. It must rise at some point. It cannot continue to stay at zero or below zero. It must go up. They all know that. And when the elite already, all they have to do is begin to raise interest rates, and eventually it will get to the point where the derivative market will collapse. They could do it any day if they want to do it, and they could do it worldwide immediately. Watch derivatives. Interest controls the derivative market. And you'll also notice that debt is a big factor of the derivative market. Every nation in the world, you could basically say, is in debt. America, if you take all the debt of the world and combine it, America has more debt than that. We are not only bankrupt, we have been bankrupt. It's just the fact that we haven't been declared bankrupt yet. Somehow the American people still have some faith in that paper, which is utterly worthless, and if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. The first thing that will happen, September through December, a worldwide financial collapse will take place if the elite have their way, and it's fairly certain that they could do it at any point that they wish to. The second item that I've been told is positive. It will happen. If the elite have their way, during September through December, they've been planning this for years. You remember Danny Bush, George Herbert W. Bush, years ago. He said, new world order. Now, they've been talking about it for a long time. They've been trying to decide when they're going to do it. Well, it's definite now. The new world order is scheduled to be fully implemented between September and December of 2015. You will actually see this in video form in just a few moments. But for right now, let me just tell you that it is there. They're ready to do it. Everything is in order. They have all the players put together. They have dates set when certain people are going to appear before the United Nations in order to announce it. They have certain dates that have been set that a certain individual will speak to the Congress of the United States of America, and all of this is planned.
Hi, I'm Ron Paul. I spent 22 years as a member of Congress. Now I live more than 1,000 miles from the nation's capital. But today, I'm briefly back in Washington. I'm not here for political reasons, however. Instead, I'm here to deliver an important message to every American citizen, no matter what your political party affiliation. In short, I want to let you know that a U.S. financial crisis, greater than the crisis of 2008, is fast approaching. You see, after so many years in Washington, I thought I was immune to being shocked by what our government does. But the actions of the Fed and the last two White House administrations have gone beyond anything I could have imagined. Most Americans don't realize that in the past 6 years, we have created $4 trillion of new money literally out of thin air. At the same time, since 2006, we have literally doubled our national debt. As I've said many times over the years, prosperity cannot be created out of thin air by a central bank. So please, as a citizen of this country, pay attention to what your government is doing right now. The people running our country today are living in a fantasy world. And if you're not careful, you could be the one who pays the price. Hardly anyone is talking to the American people honestly about what is going to happen in our country. So please, hear me out. The way you live, work, travel, retire, and invest in America, everything is going to change. Some of it in ways most people do not expect. And this one will be very different from the financial crisis of 2008. Because this time, it won't be just a banking and mortgage problem, but a full-blown currency crisis. This will happen because investors around the world are catching on to the fact that the U.S. dollar is not the safe haven it once was. As a result, we are almost certain to have a major stock market crash and a currency collapse too. This will make it nearly impossible for our government to spend more money than they have, to expand the welfare state, to station our military in more than 140 countries. And when our currency collapses, nearly everything else will go with it. Stocks, bonds, commodities, you name it. When you destroy the currency, you can destroy the entire economy. You can destroy the whole nation. We're likely to see all kinds of new laws and rules about what you can do with your money, where you can put it, and where you can move it. They've been doing that since the 1970s. It's going to get worse, much worse. We're likely to have a massive inflation when the trillions and trillions of newly printed dollars begin making their way into the economy. This period is going to be particularly tough on seniors and anyone relying on fixed income or money from the government. We've also witnessed major changes to the very fabric of our society, as well as our personal liberties. Destroying a nation's money in this manner wrecks businesses, friendships, and families who simply don't understand and aren't prepared for what will happen. What our government is trying to do today has been tried many times before in dozens of places around the world and almost always leads to disaster. I assure you, this gross experiment with our currency will soon lead to a real currency crisis right here in America, the likes of which we have never seen before. The question is not if, but when. The piling up of unfathomable debt and endless money printing is going to come to an end, and it's going to happen much sooner than most people think. For years, I've tried fighting the people behind these policies in Washington. I never voted for more debt. I tried to audit and even put an end to the Federal Reserve. I swore to uphold the Constitution. I took that oath seriously. But the truth is, no matter what's in the Constitution, Washington controls our money, and they have put us on a course for certain financial crises.
Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Hey, they always say that they won't, but I know that they front, cause they plan what they want, but they don't wanna make it seem easy. We keep on saying what we won't do, but you know they probably gon' do what you been fearing. Now it's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eating, thinking, we can see where we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want. What? They don't even care now, they were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Ooh, see, they control the TV. I know that they tricked me. They just lying to me, and they keep staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gonna do. World, I would rather show you what you've been missing. Cause the lies on 11 was an inside job. It's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eating, thinking. We can see where we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want. What? They don't even care now, they were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Blame it on the news. Never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed. Reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levees. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the Hussein. I know a lie. Just by a look. Keep on taking shots and never read a book. Just listen. I'm a receiver. Just watch and listen.
You a believer.
I work for the NWO. People didn't you know it's going down. We gon' beat the world like judo. You know what I mean. So you get drunk and pretend it's a dream. So I made up a lie. Now I start World Wars and they're all by my side.
All by my side.
We wanna take all your lives. The deficit got bigger. You already knew what to figure. Had him looking at the president like, oh, that nigga. Blame it on the news. Never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed. Reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levees. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the to the elitists popping bottles with the blood inside a cup. Screaming money ain't a thing, cause they make it all up. Just die. I hope you die. To my revolutionaries who can see the truth is scary, but we'll fight until you're buried in the cemetery. Hold your head high. Just hold your head high. You can blame it on the news. Never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed. Reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levees. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the
in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
All right, there we go. Hey, you know, it's your friend, Ron Reck, the Crazy Nation Man. But hey, hope you all caught on to the clips I flipped out there, you know, because that's what's up. I think we have an economic problem that's going to hit us in the ass, and it's coming. You know, I keep telling people, man, I can't wait for economic collapse, because that's the only thing that's going to wake people up. That's it. That's all you're going to get, man. So, I mean, I hate to see it happen. I hate to see the turnout. I hate to see the bad deal that's going to happen. It's going to be a terrible thing. You know, but hey, I mean, that's just my opinion, I guess you'd say. But man, it's bullshit. We've been, why has people let this go on to this extent? You know, why haven't we done something? I guess it's years of the indoctrination of fear and put in each and every one of us, you know, the fear thing. You know, the false hope of church, you know, I mean, there's some good churches out there. Don't get me wrong, but you know, a lot of them are just not, you know, they just ain't it, you know? I mean, some people gotta have that type of hope, and, you know, bless their heart. They do. I'm not an atheist and I'm not talking against churches, nothing like that. But the thing is, I just don't see the proof in the pudding. Convince me. You know, that's just, you know, I don't, never seen anything they've ever said ever happen. You know, it might be in the Bible, the history book, that's fine too, but, you know, I don't get it. So that's just me. That's just my opinion. But I mean, the point is, we the people of the United States are looking at a problem. What's coming? I mean, it's just, you know, China's overbuilt herself. you know, and the, you know, they're building shit that people can't afford. That don't make no sense. That, you know, it sounds like there's going to be some type of problem. Period. But it's going to have a ripple effect. It's going to affect each and every one of us around the planet. It's going to somehow or another shift. You know, supply line is going to be disrupted. You know, like I said, is, you know, we consume more shit than China. We do. We consume a lot more. And I've always known this for years that we, you know, by how we do consume so much shit from China and overseas, we just don't have no problem. We just don't make nothing. You know, and the thing of it is, you know, you understand the air quality, the living quality there. You know, some have no EPA. They have no control, no health department, nothing, none of that shit, really. And to control what they do. I mean, we want what they make, but we don't want to process it over here. But here's another problem. The shit they do over there and pollution they pump out of that motherfucker, it will come here too. So it doesn't matter. You know, we already got problems with, you know, the oceans and lakes and rivers and the water and everything else. You know, they talk about how sucking these lakes dry because they wanted to bottle water and shit. I don't know. But, I mean, water comes back. You piss it out all the time. It doesn't matter how much you use. You're thinking about the thousands of gallons that evaporates in the atmosphere? Well, there you go. So I don't buy that shit. But, I mean, but the fact it is, this corporate greed, you know, and the, you know, it don't seem like to me, I would say it was an agenda. I just see it's more like a fuck up. They screwed up. They didn't know what they were doing. They tried to do some deals. I mean, look at the housing bubble. I mean, the housing bubble hit here, you know, finance everybody. Everybody needs a home. It's American fucking dream. Yeah, American, wow, it turns out to be the American nightmare. Look at that, see? Housing went down to shit. I mean, a lot of people lost work. A lot of people lost their homes. A lot of people were displaced. I mean, it's like Katrina all over the place. You know, I seen down in Florida, you know, down there. I mean, this whole subdivision is empty. I've seen them here in my area. You know, subdivisions are sitting empty after that. So, I mean, it was a hard hit. So it's coming to the point where we're actually going to see a collapse. It's coming. You're going to see it. Well, you know, a lot of people say, not in my lifetime. I'll never see nothing like that, you know. I'll never see nothing, you know, dead way before that happens. You know, well, it's going to happen regardless. That's what I'm saying. I believe it's going to happen regardless. And I think we might get to see it. I'm thinking it's in a free fall. Train with no brakes going downhill. You know, I mean, it's, you know, 9/11. What do you want? I mean, that's the collapse. It's running. It's picking up speed. That's the whole thing. The process is just picking up a faster pace. And it's been going down before 2008. It's been having problems. Remember, we're bankrupt anyway. So, you know, we just stretched limits. I mean, how can you raise a debt ceiling? I mean, how high can you raise it? How many times has it been raised? That's a good question. How many times has the debt ceiling been raised? You know? I don't know. Anyway, I got a blocked caller sitting on my board all the time. He's going to pop up to maybe if I talk, might not. I'm just going to pop you up and see who you are. I'm going to talk. But, yeah, man, it's economically, we're in trouble. Everything ain't going to be peachy everywhere. And you want to say global. So what happened? What's going to happen besides riots and all this other crazy shit? I mean, how can you not fix it? How can it not be fixed? It don't make no sense. Just keep things pumping along as they go. Just nobody gets no money. Yeah, that's it. So, I mean, it shuts down, it shuts down. Yeah, we need to stop building, we need to stop breeding and all other shit probably. But we don't need to thin the herd out like this. I mean, it's, you know, the planet's populated a lot of people since we got smart. You know, quit dragging our hands. You know, well, they say we come from the ape, so there you go. If that's what we are, that's what we are. But, you know, it's not that. The point is the money changers have fucked it up. You know, the Federal Reserve Act, 1913, you know, when they kicked open the simple fact of, you know, let these private banks run the money. what, you know, that's just something. Generally, the federal government, the reason it's so far in debt, they contract out everything. I know people that are government contractors, man. I mean, they just, you know, shit. They throw out the money. And it's crazy. They make good money. All off the government, you know. So what do? You just go with the flow, let them keep on doing it. They, you know, they don't want to work no more. They'll just pay for it. Whatever controlling operating system they want, they'll put the money up. Better way to get your way with money. If you want your way with something, use money. That's how it works. Don't you think? Throwing money, they'll do anything you want. Yep, that's facts. But, you know, wow, it's insane, crazy. But, you know, hey, I'm just one individual person. You know, I can't change the planet either, like everybody else. But together we could. Together we could actually do something. We could make this shit change. You know, people need to stop spending money. Stop spending money. Because if everybody would stop for one day and give everything a break and take a breath, and I think things would be a lot better for us. But, you know, it doesn't mean it's going to work out. It could turn to shit in a minute. It always does. Never fails. But, you know, hey, it's going to happen, so just get ready for it. I mean, I don't know where you live or what you do or where you're at. Just get something just in case something goes down. You know, give yourself at least a couple of days something. You know, it doesn't hurt to store a little extra food. Can opener. And there you go. Stock up on raviolis. Shit's ready to eat. You know, I mean, you just got to warm up. Find an old car somewhere, throw it in the windshield in the sun. It'll cook it. Get your fire going. You can heat it up regardless. Or heat it cold, either way. Survive. You can handle it. But if it comes to that, I mean, financial collapse and money ain't no good. People are going to be out looking for some shit. You ain't got the money no more. How do you get things? What are you going to do? I mean, yeah, the border system will come back. Eventually it'll have to. That's the only way it'll work. But food and water, most important thing here once, water. I guarantee it, water. But, you know, like I said, it's going to get worse or it's better. And this election coming up, you know, Donald Trump might be the man. I don't think he could fix it, though. I think it's too far, too late, too far gone. It ain't going to make it. We have to, you know, have to look at it. When it comes to this, if it comes to this, you know, people, I think, what am I going to do? But, like these guys on these clips are predicting between September and December of, you know, this year, 15, we're in it now. We're in October. So, you know, in the middle of October. So don't give us too much more time to figure something out if that is going to be the case. But, you know, I don't want somebody bum rushing to the stores now. Oh, my God, the world's coming. We need to do something right now. Oh, shit, man. But it's, you know, it's what they want, apparently. They've been setting this up for a long time. So we're going to trying to find a clip here to throw up at you for a minute. That's what you use. Not that my computers are. They just do not want to cooperate. Here we go.
I am concerned about the high yield market. I think that's in a major bubble, but I wouldn't say to short it tomorrow. This market keeps going up and up with zero interest rates, and that's what's really pushing it.
Sounds like you're saying this could be the beginning of something problematic.
I think it's time. Will it happen? It's when it will happen.
There's one investor out there that a lot of CEOs have to take the phone call from. Because when you get a call from this guy for a lifetime, you probably want to take things up a little bit.
I can't. Getting his stock up broadly, I believe the market is extremely overheated. Also, if more respected investors had joined the stock market in 07, we might have avoided the crisis in 08. Overall, with the U.S. equity market, do you think it's in store for a dramatic pullback?
I've been worried for the last 5-6 months about the market, the economy, maybe 5 months. I just see 4 or 5 times warning about the problems we have. I want to speak out now before, I know this may sound funny, but I grew up in the streets. I love this country, and I feel so strongly about the dysfunction that's going on in Washington. And before, over the years, the risk of being modest, I probably have one of the best records on Wall Street, working on broken companies, or companies with great potential that just have problems many times in management or what management's doing. And our country is in that position right now.
Congress currently in a nail-biting three-way tie for a leaked popular doctor bill.
Just look at our record. 30 years, no tax reform. 30 years, no immigration. As a result, you have this movement toward a guy like Donald Trump because you want somebody that's not beholden to establishment. So you need a president that can move Congress. And I think Donald Trump could do. I disagree with him on certain issues, and certainly would talk to him more. But this is what this country needs, somebody to wake it up. One obvious problem the government should have fixed a long time ago is carry interest tax loophole. People on Wall Street, they're good friends of mine. I like them. But not having to pay full taxes on money that you're earning is an absurdity.
I would take carried interest out, and I would let people that are making hundreds of millions of dollars a year pay some tax, because right now they're paying very little tax, and I think it's outrageous.
You'd like to raise taxes on yourself.
That's right.
Teddy Roosevelt was great. He stood up to J.P. Morgan. Where did we get a guy like that? Donald, of all of them, maybe he's rare, but he's willing to say what he believes, and he's willing to say. Maybe this is complete bullshit. The middle-class guy who's making the $50,000 a year realized I'm being taken advantage of. He could be. He could understand. You know, in Tsarist Russia, they had to have a revolution, and the Tsar would bring up the machine guns and mow them down. All these guys have to do is vote. So we need government to get out of this gridlock, to get out of this dysfunction. A quintessential example is repatriation, which we translate means that there's $2.2 trillion in profits that American companies have earned in Asia, South America, and Europe. Companies that are domiciled in this country but make goods in another country, produce them, and sell them there, nothing to do with the United States. That money is sitting there, and companies would bring it back. But it is completely, totally unfair to companies say, and rightly so, that they have to pay a double tax. They make the widgets over there. They sell them over there. Why should they have to pay a double tax where no other country demands it from their companies except the United States? Our country is shooting itself in the foot because these companies are saying, well, we're not going to bring it back then. So who are they punishing? They're punishing the little guy again, because if that money came back, it would make the jobs. That money doesn't go to matches. That money is given to somebody who then will invest it somewhere else in this country and help to create more jobs, as opposed to taking the money over in Europe and invest it in Ireland or somewhere like that. It's absurd not to make a deal. And these countries are willing to pay a tax. Everybody agrees that it should be done. It's just having a food fight over. It's almost funny, if it wasn't so sad, who's going to get the credit for it? You know, is it going to be Republicans that is going to put their foot down and say, we're not going to charge any tax to take it back. Or the Democrats that want 15% take that money back. So the whole thing is absurd. And worse than that, through inversions, which I call inversions, meaning a lot of companies are saying, hey, you know what? We're going to get out of this country completely. We don't need to be here. They make most of their equipment. They make the widgets. They make phones or whatever they do in another country. Why should they be here at all? And the same type of short-term thinking that's happening with the government is happening in corporate America. The irony of lower interest rates is that companies today, instead of taking the money that they can borrow, really investing in a lot of capital, new machinery, new equipment, in their workers to make them more productive, what they do with the money is almost perverse. They just go in and buy another company to show the analysts on Wall Street their earnings are going up, so their stock will go up, and it's financial engineering at its height. The attorneys that are being put out today, I think they're very suspect. The guidance you're giving doesn't talk about stock compensation. They ignore restructuring costs. They don't amortize intangible assets. They ignore the cost of taking over another company. We say, oh, there's synergy. And yeah, it's like taking a drug. You know, borrowing money very cheaply, taking over another company, you feel good, like steroids. You know, the athlete's jumping pretty high. And so those companies, they can show a huge EBITDA number that we all know is not going to be there in 2-3 years. Look, I know this stuff. I've taken over companies. I understand the way of it. So these earnings are fallacious. And another reason they're fallacious is a lot of companies that are doing buybacks shouldn't be doing it. When you start doing those buybacks, what it does, it's short-term fix, but it weakens the balance. Now, I have been a proponent for buybacks of companies like Apple, where they're sitting with $200 billion in cash and not a lot of debt. They should do buybacks, and especially Apple, where the stock is 9 times earnings. But you have companies today, these are companies I'm sure, selling at 30 times earnings, 28 times earnings, and have no net worth because they keep buying back stock. And yet, analysts look at it quarter to quarter. If your earnings went up for the quarter, your stock goes jumping up. And now a lot of CEOs are just wanting to see quarter-to-quarter earnings up, see the stock up. And yet, you really do GAAP, which is a tough metric. You haven't really increased earnings for 3 years. GAAP earnings, they stated about 100,000 shares after 3 years. Even GAAP earnings are suspect, which means we're paying a huge multiple. But what is going to happen to that market? Who is going to buy your stock when those earnings start coming down? And that's with low interest rates, which I think is another scary issue.
The Federal Reserve leaves interest rates unchanged. No rate hike from the Federal Reserve leaves the funds rate unchanged in the range of 0 to 0.25%. Also, global.
Yesterday, the Fed again decided not to raise interest rates. The question is, why should they raise rates? And it's almost a rhetorical question. There's so many reasons they should raise rates. Because low rates, it's like almost definition building bubbles, building real estate bubbles, building bubbles even in the art market. Because the Fed balance sheet has mushroomed from less than $1 trillion to over $4.5 trillion, which is a huge, almost unbelievable move. And all that money crowds out. The little guy, the middle-class investor, has nowhere to go with their money but into the market, or even more concerning, high-yield bonds that are very risky, and they're being sold en masse to the public, just as the mortgage-backed securities. So companies issue these high-yield bonds and buy other companies. And in fact, the M&A business, just through mergers and acquisitions, has doubled from 4 or 5 years ago up to $2 trillion. The irony of lower interest rates is that, well, you think it's going to help create jobs and make the workers more productive. It's not happening. You look at our companies today, global productivity is at an all-time low. Property, plant, equipment is older than it's ever been. So we are not taking care of these companies. We are making earnings through financial engineering by taking over other companies, by low interest rates. And what I say is, at what price? If low interest rates were just that simple of a panacea, we would never have recessions. We would never have these crises. We would never have these panics. And look, I'm not here to criticize the fact that the Fed did save us in 08, but then again, you could argue the Fed got us into it to begin with, in 02 and 03 with very low interest rates. I mean, it's like giving somebody medicine, and this medicine is being given and given and given, and we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how bad the end of this is going to be. We do know, though, that when we did it a few years ago, it caused a catastrophe. It caused 08. Where do you draw the line here?
And I'll just say what I mean. I'm too old not to say what I mean. BlackRock is an extremely dangerous company. Okay, and I mean this, not that Larry's dangerous.
I know I said in my debate with Larry Fink that I think BlackRock is a dangerous company. I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean it to insult BlackRock.
BlackRock is there to make money. That's what Larry does a great job at it. Here is the major problem. Okay, Mr. Jones calls them, or even an insurance company, or even a pension fund, say, look, we can't make any income. We need income. So the wealth management guy looks, well, you can buy high yield. They don't even know what you mean, high yield, what's happening, what are the risks? Well, BlackRock had a great name, and we can buy, you know, one of their ETFs. Okay, well, that sounds good. Why not? You know, they don't know the price. They don't understand what the price is. They don't understand what the risk is.
And high yield really stands for junk bonds. People are buying these, not really understanding what they're buying. And if you just look at the numbers, they're amazingly risky. You have $2.2 trillion of junk bonds up 5 years ago, up $1 trillion. I mean, that's a hell of a lot when you think about the whole S&P is only 19 trillion. But Wall Street does what Wall Street does best. It sells securities. I used to laugh with some of these guys that sell these bonds. I used to say, you know, the mafia has a better code of ethics than you guys. You know you're selling this crap, and you keep selling it. And in fact, you're shorting some of this. And that is really what's going on. And it's just deja vu.
BlackRock is sort of a name on there. And this is one of the problems you had in 07. We had brand names on a lot of these housing things. And wealth management guys believe there is liquidity here.
But if and when there is a real problem in the economy, there's going to be a rush for the exit, like in a movie theater. And people want to sell those bonds and think they can sell them. There is no market for them.
We are going to a cliff. You get this party mobile. They're all in this party. They're all having a drink and having fun. And you know who's pushing that thing? It's Larry Fink and Janet Yellen. And they're pushing it out of their thing. I don't think that's fair. Okay, finish my cartoon and then you can yell at me. Now they're pushing this thing. Because, fair or not, somebody should have said this in 07. And I'm telling you, in 07 I talked like this, but it never really came out, and we should say it. Every once in a while, Janet wants to put the brakes on it. And Larry says, now, let it go. And the people in the party are yelling, no, no, don't touch those brakes. Don't touch it. This is fun. And they're moving toward this cliff, see? And this thing is going to go over this cliff. And you know what's going to destroy it? They're going to hit a black rock. That's what I'm saying.
And, you know, I said it randomly, but I will tell you this. I've seen this before a number of times. I've been around a long time. I saw it 69, 74, 79. I can tell you 87. And then 2000 wasn't pretty. And I think a time is coming that might make some of those times look pretty good. You know, I look back and I love this country, but I sure as hell don't love a lot of the politicians in it or the CEOs. I think they've taken advantage of the system. And it's just deja vu. The public, they got screwed in LA. They're going to get screwed again. I think it was Santayana that said, those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And I am afraid we're going down that road. Save your money. Take the AARP Smart Driver Online course, and you may qualify for a discount on your car insurance.
Hello, Gary. Thanks for stopping by. Today is Wednesday, the 2nd of September, 2015. Well, it certainly came round quickly. We're finally here in the key pivotal month of September 2015. Now this video is not about dates or planned events, many of which are going to go well under the radar of the average person, by the way. My thoughts on this are not to get too excited or too fearful. Many of the happenings and events planned for September are like all of the other elitist New World Order, Luciferian type agendas. The big events happen behind the curtain, away from the eyes of the average person. These things are classic misdirections, and we're going through a very similar process now, where there's lots of information being thrown out into the mainstream, and especially the alternative media, because we know this is where it's going to circulate, about all sorts of events and celestial happenings and so forth. Now, somebody once said, if you want to tell a lie well and get it to stand, then add a little bit of truth into that. And that seems to be what is going on with the elitists. There are a lot of natural and celestial events, and there are lots of coincidences, shall we say, and confluences within September, which makes fertile ground for misdirection and disinformation. So people are looking in one direction, while what's really going on is in the other direction. But I'm not on here today to talk about September. I did a video where I explained what was likely to happen, and for those people who intended to hear that, they've heard it. It's now been pulled, and I don't intend to put it back up again. A video which I currently have up, which is a completely different subject, a longer-term agenda. Someone contacted me, and he made a very valid point, and they said to me, you said in your video about the shelter in place, which will be a very large part of society control, and linking it to Agenda 21 and all sorts of various other agendas. Do you think it's really going to happen? Can you elaborate on that within a different context? Well, I don't generally respond to individual comments, messages by making a video. I thought it was a very valid point. And the scenario that I raised in my fictional cast for the video was a select point. That was one that I had taken for granted, but in hindsight, perhaps that too had slipped under the radar for many people. I know that a lot of people are switched on to this, but thinking about it, it may not be as apparent as I initially thought. So I'll recover that. And this is particularly important for my American friends. The United Kingdom has had plans in place for some time to lock the population down, to control the movement, to do as our friends in the United States say, shelter in place. In fact, recently we had quite a big story, and I say big because it was unusually reported in all of the mainstream press. And when that happens, that generally means that the powers that be want the populace to be aware of something, because obviously if they didn't, there's no way that it would appear in the mainstream press, and it certainly would not keep reappearing, being repeated by the repeaters that we call news readers. And that story was about Gordon Brown, for those who may be listening to another country, was, of course, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom several years ago, took over self-aware. And Gordon Brown's advisor, Damien McBride, warned people that they should store significant quantities of bottled water and tinned food should they be unable to leave their homes for an extended period. Now, for most people, a significant quantity is about 2 days' worth. And that's what most people think is stocking up. Oh, we'll get a couple of days' worth of canned food and a couple of days' worth of bottled water. Well, this guy actually said you need 1 month's worth. You need to be able to survive 1 month within your own home, not being allowed or able to leave it. Now, for those who switched on, that is clear, unequivocal evidence that the UK also have plans to initiate the so-called shelter-in-place doctrine. I am, of course, talking about travel restrictions, whereby a population will not be allowed to migrate during the period of crisis. In my other video, I used the example of an economic collapse, and it would be just as relevant if it was a complete economic collapse. I mean, let's just clarify this economic collapse issue. I mean, anyone who listens to my videos and subscribes to this channel will be well aware that I have stressed on many occasions that we are already living through the economic collapse, this slow burn, and there may or may not be a single climatic event that's going to wake up the masses. But make no mistake, this is it. This is what collapse looks like. This is similar to what happened in the collapse of the Soviet Union. When people look back in history, they seem to think it was one overnight pivotal event. The Berlin Wall came down and the Soviet troops withdrew, and that was it. It was the end of the Cold War and everything had gone, and it basically happened over the course of a weekend. They didn't see what was going on, or at least remember that years of turmoil prior to that, and the massive changes that were already going on. And this is what's happening now. We are living through massive societal and geopolitical change. And when we look back, we will see that it was so obvious with benefit of hindsight. But because there's this massive fixation with people to look for one key pivotal event, bang, there it goes, that is it, we are now in collapse, it's WRLL, SHTF, whatever you've been conditioned or programmed to think. And whilst you're looking for that event, you're missing everything else that is going around you. And to be perfectly honest, that's the intention of the elite. They bombard you with so much information that you don't know which way to turn, left, right, you know, backwards, forwards. And there's just so much going on, it's overload. And it's much easier for many people to bury their heads in their sand. And indeed, that is what they do. But I know I'm rambling again, so forcing myself back to the point in hand here, the issue I want to address, is shelter in place. The government, all the governments, will have a vested interest in maintaining law and order. If law and order is maintained, then the mechanisms of government are maintained. And the easiest way to maintain law and order is to extrapolate the prison model, the camp model, whereby you have a totally controlled environment. I think my American friends call it mastering the human domain. And what you're effectively doing is controlling all human activity, whatever that may be. And one of the key elements to that is to control the movement of people. Again, this is particularly important in the United States, where firearms are freely available. And people of every social status have access to a firearm. The United States are advanced preparations for this, and the United Kingdom have preparations for this. Much of it covert, but not as in your face as the United States, but simply because the United Kingdom is a disarmed and pacified nation of mostly sheep anyway, so herding them wouldn't take a great deal of resources and effort, whereas the United States, although they do have a significant population of uninformed sheep, those sheep have teeth in the forms of firearms, and that makes them dangerous. And that is why in the United States we see massive quantities of armor and military equipment moving around the country now. Remember many months ago I talked about Jade Helm 15 and I said that the number 33 was encoded in it, and the 33 was a signature for everyone to see because it was only encoded at level 1 of the exercise name code. And it meant completion of works. And again, if you remember, I said that was meaning that at the end of the exercise, that something big, a big project, and that big project will be the initial phase for the disarmament and the control and locking down of the American citizens. And things will develop from there. I don't want to go into that. I mean, I put those videos out months ago, and as I say, those who may have heard the message at those times have heard the messages. I'm not going to cover it again, but you can clearly see at this stage that the movements of machinery, armor across the United States under the cover of this exercise, Jade Helm 15, and even the chanting that is about mastering the human domain, which I mentioned earlier, which will be a requirement for lockdown. You can see that the preparatory work is well advanced, and the completion of works for that particular aspect will be in place after a key occult date, which, again, as anyone who has followed this channel will know, the leaders of the West are religious fundamentalists, but they're not Christians. They're not Jews, and they're not Muslims. They follow an altogether different religion. Again, for those who have been paying attention and have switched on, it should be quite clear what their religion is. Everyone is going to have access to some form of weapon in the United States if they wanted to access a weapon. And an armed populace roaming through the cities and out of the cities into the countryside, and it would be beyond chaos, absolutely beyond chaos. And so the government are well aware of that. The government needs to prevent that from happening. They do not want tens of millions of armed people wandering around the countryside into other towns, other settlements, into various aspects of infrastructure, power stations and dams, water supplies, you name it. That is the absolute last thing that they want. So they're not going to allow it to happen. They are going to prevent people moving, and they can snap it on at the click of fingers. It's all been tested, it's all been tried. Many people will remember the Boston bombing. In Boston, just a few hundred well-placed militarized police units locked down the best part of the city. When reinforcements were brought in, I think the total was only a few thousand. And that was it. That city was locked down. It was controlled. Shelter in place. Orders were given. The movement of all civilians were restricted. And it was such a shock to the psyche of people to be locked down that they were literally stunned. It was almost as if someone had thrown a flashbang at them, and they were stuck there with glazed eyes wondering what the heck was going on. And it's likely that there will be a similar type of snap lockdown occurring in the future following a significant event, which will stun people and not give them a chance to plan and react. The Boston bombing was obviously a stage theater test. Anyone who's done even the slightest bit of research into this will see that all of the classic mechanisms and procedures staging an event were in place. Again, it's beyond the scope of this video. I'm just trying to talk about the lockdown that many people are likely to experience. And it's a very, very important thing that you must consider, particularly if you commute to your places of work or you have family that commute into cities and major population centres for the countryside, is because you're going to be stuck there with the lockdown. Imagine a Boston bombing type martial law incident happening today when massive amounts of military hardware has now been pre-positioned throughout the United States under the pretext of an exercise called JCAL 15. I warned about this back in February 2015 about the PSYOP nature of this, and you must watch the left hand rather than the right hand, because there is an awful lot of chicanery going on with this under the cover of a special forces type exercise. So there's nothing but the sort, and that's being validated now. So what I'm doing now is I'm trying to warn you about this snap-on which you're likely to experience during a crisis, and you're not going to have any time to react. You're going to be overwhelmed. Everything's going to be too quick, and there'll be many other events going on which are going to add to the confusion, which won't cause people to run around the streets waving their hands and panic and wailing. No, what we'll be designed to do is to stun people into acquiescence, to make them do exactly as they're told, and to make it appear as if the militarized police and the military units and the mercenaries or private contractors, as they're commonly known today, are there to protect the people, ostensibly from whatever has happened. So this is something you really do need to consider if you haven't already. In my other video, when I gave the fictional accounts of the economic collapse of the lockdown and so on, I also mentioned the modification of infrastructure. Again, this is apparent to some people. You can see it if your eyes are switched on to these things. And you can see that much civilian infrastructure, whether that be intersections and highways, road junctions, public buildings, warehouses, school buildings, and even large modern shopping malls, have all been built or modified to have a secondary role in the event of a national crisis. For example, many of the road junctions, highway junctions, are brilliant choke points and even block checkpoints. Checkpoints can be set up in so many places. The movement of vehicles and people can be easily controlled and diverted. Public buildings can be well defended with certain architectural features that can be easily converted. Modern shopping malls have clearly been produced with decorative features that could be converted to guard towers, access control points with ease. And the same with larger buildings such as schools, stadiums, and larger warehouses. Again, they can be converted into food and resource distribution facilities, access and security tightly controlled. Basically, everything that is required for the complete control of a major population center is already in place, even the tanks. I mean, many people have seen, and it's not as prevalent in the United Kingdom, but there's certainly some places in Europe where this has been viewed as well. People have seen footage of hundreds of heavy pieces of armour and support equipment being moved around the United States and much of Europe. Now, in Europe, the movement of heavy armour, of medical equipment, command and control equipment and infrastructure and communications infrastructure and so forth, has been done under the cover of protecting us from the Russian aggression. We're moving things forward. Bringing all this new equipment to strategic points. So should the Russians invade, it'll all be there. And that's absolute BS. Anyone who's been monitoring this situation, keeping an overview, can see that there's more to it. And the types of equipment and the types of resources that have been moved, the Russians take it down pretty quickly. I mean, it's not really going to deter the Russians if they wanted to move. It's not that type of equipment. It's the type of equipment that's being moved that you would use to control places like Iraq and Libya, which is societal chaos. And again, in the United States, that's what we're seeing moved around under the cover of these military exercises. You're seeing equipment that could be used to lock down population centres, control the movement of an armed populace. So, going back to the original question, do I really think, there's going to be shelter-in-place orders given? Well, yes, I do. Without any shadow of a doubt, because that is the easiest way by far that even governments with massive resources, such as the United States, are going to be able to control millions and millions of people. Otherwise you just could not do it. And again, remember that surprise is a key element to any security or military operation. You start telling the people, in 2 months we're going to lock down your city, you're not going to be able to move, and nothing you can do about it, so that tanks, heavy armour, and top cover will be planes, drones, and blimps, so there's nothing you can do. If someone said that, it's going to cause panic, and it's going to disrupt the economy, it's going to disrupt social order, and basically you've created a problem that they're trying to solve. So, when the lockdown comes, it will come suddenly. And you'll be amazed just how quickly you'll see tanks, armored vehicles, troops with 50 cals pointed inwards to ensure that the population comply. It's quite a scary scenario for many people. And I would not want to be separated from my family when that happened, because I would not really fancy my chances evading every single choke point, checkpoint, and the overwatch, which is likely to happen in several different forms, particularly the technical overwatch, which is now these blimps that use ultra-high resolution cameras, the thermal imaging, and they can record entire city blocks and through software detect suspicious movements or activity. It's amazing technology, and this is being already trialed. You can do searches for these things on the internet, have a look. There's no secret. These are all things that are designed to be deployed during the lockdown. And the same with drones. Drones have been so well tried and tested now. Every single limitation of these things has been explored. And remember, it'll be multi-layered. You know, you're going to have the standard camera grid, security cameras, and every street corner and every doorway now. And these can all be integrated through the correct software. Additional cameras could be mounted very, very easily. It's so cheap and easy now and to fit. It could be integrated into a system to continue monitoring town or city. Integrate all of that, you know, with people, with security personnel, with people who are allied to the security services but will appear for all intents and purposes to look like a normal citizen, a parachute, whatever they want to call it. Again, passing real-time info. It's going to be extremely hard for you to get out of the city. That's what I am trying to get across here. And forget about using railways, water points, and sewage systems. You know, anything like that, if it's obvious, it's going to be well and truly covered, and you'll just be walking into some sort of trap. And the last thing you want is to worsen your situation. I don't expect people to be fired on unless, you know, they fire on the security people first. But imagine the situation. You're trying to exfiltrate a city through the sewer system. And, you know, they've anticipated this and they've set up points to catch people. But then you find yourself locked up in a camp. And so not only are you now even further away from your family, you've got much less chance of getting out of that camp than you did the city. So you're going to have to play this carefully and intelligently if you do get locked down. And it may well be that, you know, you're going to have to formulate your own plans to deal with that situation. All we can do at this stage, because we've left it too late to do anything to prevent the course of actions which have now been set in motion, all we can do at this stage is to prepare and to consider our own individual parts that we are likely to play in the protection of our own families, people that we care about. So make the point, anyone who's going to listen to this will already be very switched on, very aware, and chances are they'll also have got something like this in their contingency plan. So this point must mean, you know, throwing lots of things up in the air and letting a few of the balls drop and weakening the message. There's no point in that. That's just, you know, keep this short, keep it simple. I told you what I think will happen. If you consider it carefully, you can see that is likely to happen. And you can see everything is almost now fully in place. Apart from the heavy armour attention areas. That's for now. Right, what I'll do is I will attach to the end of this the part of the other video that I made which prompted the message, which prompted me to make this video. This concludes this video. Well, I'm going to now tag on to the end the sequence from my previous video for those who may be interested. It's a fictional account that draws upon real available information. There's a message or two in there for those with ears to hear it. It is spoken from the perspective of somebody at the end of 2016, early part of 2017, looking back and talking to somebody about events that are happening in 2015, 2016. But I'm just handing it on to the end of this video for those people who may be interested. You don't have to listen to it. The video is pretty much ended now, but it's there for your information. So, thanks for listening, guys. Okay.
All right. There we go. That was in that all clip, right? It was a fun one, of course. You know, it's all about global collapse. Today, I had a good time with it all. I'm glad everybody showed up, hang out with me for this gig, and, you know, it was fun. As usual, but hey, it's one of them nights. I'm going to get out of here myself. We're just about out of time. We have like 6 minutes left. So I'm going to throw a song up, and I'm out of here, and I'll see you guys tomorrow night. Have a good one. We'll be right back.
I'm telling y'all.